Jacked Brakes Breakdown, Coast Note Sequence in Ableton Lev 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Advanced. Alright, let's jack up a break the old school way, but with a twist. We're going to treat vocal chops like ghost notes, not like a hook, not like a sample collage, more like the drummer's left hand except it's consonants and breath ticks. The big idea for this lesson is simple. Your main break provides structure, and the ghosts provide urgency. If you mute the ghosts, the beat shouldn't fall apart rhythmically. It should just lose that forward lean, that nervous system. That's how you know you're doing it right. Let's set up the session fast and correctly. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. If you want it a little more lopey and 90s, try 168, but we'll think in 170. Now make two group tracks, a drums group for your break, cats and drum ghosts, and a vocals group for main chops and vocal ghosts. Before you get excited and start programming, add your return tracks. This is one of those pro workflow moves that stops you from painting yourself into a corner later. Return A is short verb, hybrid reverb, small room. Return beat is dub delay, echo set up for those classic jungle throws. Return C is crunch, either saturator or a roar, something that can get nasty in parallel. Now we build the core break. Drop in a break sample. Amen, think. Hot pants, anything in that family works. Right click the clip and slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient. Warp mode beats, preserve transients. That gives you a drum rack with the break chopped into pads. Here's the discipline move. Keep the main break pattern relatively classic. You want that familiar backbone first. And when you quantize, don't sterilize it. Use partial quantize, somewhere around 60 to 75%. Leave swing off for now. We're going to get swing from ghosts and grooves, not by yanking the whole break into a preset shuffle. Put a cleanup chain on the break. Start with EQ8, high pass at 30 to 40 Hz to clear junk you don't need, and if the break feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. Then drum bus, a bit of drive, a bit of crunch, and be careful with boom because old breaks can get woolly fast. If you want that live 12 extra texture, add roar in tape or war mode, but keep the mix modest. Think 10 to 25%. We're seasoning, not melting the drums. Cool. Now the engine. The drum ghost note layer. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. You're going to pick only 3 to 5 tight samples. A short snare tap, a rim or stick tick, a super short closed hat, maybe a shaker or fizz layer if you really need air. The keyword is short. If your ghost sample rings out, it stops being a ghost and starts being a percussion layer that competes. So open each pad in simpler as a one-shot and tighten it. Short decay, low sustain, short release. If you're getting clicks at a tiny fade out, you want these hits to behave like little punctuation marks, not full-body drum hits. Now, velocity discipline. This is where advanced producers separate themselves. Most ghost hits live around velocity 8 to 35. A few lead-in ghosts can go 35 to 55, but if everything is in that range, you're not doing ghosts anymore. You're writing a new beat on top of the beat. Let's program the ghost sequence. Start with a one-bar loop. At 170 BPM, set your grid to 16ths. Your main snare is hitting on 2 and 4 from the break, and the ghosts exist to support the snare and make the offbeats feel urgent. A starter set of placements. Put very light taps on 1E and 1A, then 2E to set up energy into the snare tail, then 3E and 3A, then 4E to pull you into the loop restart. Don't overthink it. Put them on one sound first, like a rim tick. Once that feels right, copy a couple notes to the hat or shaker pad to create air without changing the rhythm. Now the part that makes it jacked, micro timing. Do not full quantize the ghosts. Use purpose-based nudging. Some ghosts should push, some should drag. If a ghost is meant to lean into the snare, place it slightly early. If it's meant to pull you into the pocket, place it slightly late. Commit to one purpose per hit. In practical numbers, try nudging a few hits 5 to 12 milliseconds early for urgency, and a few hits 5 to 15 milliseconds late for human drag. In Ableton, you can nudge notes directly in the piano roll, or you can use track delay if you want a global offset. But per note nudging is where the personality lives. Next, groove pool. This is where you get controlled human without chaos. Grab a groove. You can extract one from your break clip, if you want it to be brick authentic, or start with an Ableton groove like Swing 16-65. Drag it into the groove pool and apply it to the ghost MIDI clip, not the main break. Try timing at 20 to 45%, velocity at 10 to 25%, and a tiny bit of random, like 2 to 8%. The philosophy is, Let the ghosts carry the human feel while the break remains the recognizable anchor. Now we glue the drum ghosts to the break. On the ghosts track, at EQ8 and high pass it somewhere between 140 and 250 Hz. You're removing low junk so ghosts don't mess with kick and body. If the ghosts are poking your ear, dip a little around 3 to 6K. Add drum bus lightly for consistency, then sidechain compression from the main break. Set the compressor to sidechain from break main, ratio between 2:1 and 4:1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 40 to 120 milliseconds. You're looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle. The point is that when the break hits, the ghosts duck a hair so they feel like they belong inside the break's dynamics, not on top of it. Now the category focus. Vocal ghost notes. This is the fun part, and it's also where people mess up. The goal is for the vocal to behave like percussion. If you can clearly hear words, you've gone too far toward vocal feature and away from ghost. Create a track called Vocal Ghosts. Drop a vocal phrase into simpler and use slice mode. Slice by transient if the phrase is punchy, or region if it's smoother and you want control. Simpler will map slices to MIDI automatically. Before processing, do a secret weapon step. Clip gain staging. Pull down the gain on your vocal slices, so your gate and saturation aren't being triggered wildly by one loud syllable. This keeps your chain predictable. Now build the vocal ghost chain. Start with a gate. Set the threshold so only the loudest part of the slice passes through. Fast return. What you're doing is turning vocal into tick. Then a EQ8. High pass between 300 and 600 Hz depending on the voice. Low pass somewhere between 5 and 9K to remove modern chain. If you want consonants to speak, give a gentle boost around 1 to 2K. Then redux, but subtle. Downsample around 1.5 to 4, and bit reduction near 0 to 2. You want sampler era edges, not total destruction. Follow with saturator. 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. Add auto filter for movement, but don't use an LFO here. Use envelope. Set it to low pass, with a small positive envelope amount so each hit has a little opening and closing articulation, like a drum transient. Optional advanced control. Multiga and dynamics after the gate and EQ. Compress the mids more than the lows and highs. That's where consonants live. The result is the vocal ghost behaves like a consistent percussion instrument even if the original recording is uneven. Now the vocal selection strategy. Use consonant families on purpose. T and K slices are sharp ticks, like a rim. S and SH are air, like a hat or a shaker. P and B are soft knocks, like a kick shadow. Build a tiny palette. One or two tick slices and one air slice. Everything else is a distraction. And program vocal ghosts like a hi-hat performer. Don't spray random stabs. Pick one slice and let it play the part consistently for a bar or two. Then swap the slice for variation while keeping the rhythm. Same pattern, different timbre. That's how it feels intentional. Now place the vocal ghosts on the same grid as your drum ghosts and keep velocities even lower. 5 to 30 most of the time, with a few up around 35 to 50 for little phrase hints. If you want flams without sounding like a vocal, duplicate a vocal ghost note, offset it by a few milliseconds, and change one thing. Pitch it down 1 to 3 semitones, or filter it slightly darker, or shorten its decay. That gives you a drag or flam feel made of voice texture. Effect sends. Jungle style, but controlled. Send a few vocal ghost hits to echo on return B. Time it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Feedback around 20 to 35% and filter it dark, low pass around 4 to 6K. Add a touch of short verb from return A, decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, small predelay. It's a room, not a cathedral, and automate your sends. This is huge. Instead of bathing everything in delay, choose one hit every few bars that sparks into space. That's how you get that classic ear candy without washing out the groove. Let's talk arrangement, because endless one-bar loops are where energy goes to die. First, expand your ghost patterns to 2 and 4 bars. Bar 1 is your standard grid. Bar 2, remove about 20% of the ghosts so the loop breathes, and add 1 or 2 anticipations before the snare. Bars 3 and 4, introduce a slightly louder vocal ghost on 4E or 4A to pull into the downbeat. Use call and response. 2 bars where drum ghosts dominate, then 2 bars where vocal ghosts answer, even if they're using the same rhythm. The timbre shift creates a new section feel without adding new drums. Every 8 bars, do a microfill. 2 or 3 extra ghost taps before a snare, or reverse one tiny vocal ghost slice for a single hit. If you want it to feel even more old-school hardware, resample your ghost group to audio and do a manual edit. A tiny stutter, a reverse, a fade into delay. Audio edits keep you from over-designing in MIDI, and they sound convincingly printed. Buzz processing on the drums group. Glue compressor, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Then soft clip using saturator or roar just to catch peaks and make it feel glued. A couple of pro-level workflow upgrades if you want cleaner complexity. Try the two ghost lanes method. One lane is timekeepers, steady tiny hat or SH air on a repeating grid. The second lane is accents, sporadic rim or T/K ghosts that answer the snare. You get density without cluttered piano roll, and use probability in Live 12 carefully. Only add chance to secondary ghosts. Your signature hits should be deterministic so the groove identity stays stable. Now common mistakes to avoid. If your ghosts are too loud, you'll notice them as their own pattern. Pull velocities down, and let the sidechain glue them into the break. If you use too many different samples, it gets messy fast. Keep it to 3 to 5. If you overquantize, you kill jungle swing. Use partial quantize and micro nudges instead. If vocal ghosts are intelligible, gate harder, filter more, and shorten slices. And if it's too bright and clean, add controlled grit, light redux, saturator, drum bus, but in moderation. Let's close with a mini practice exercise you can actually finish.